Check, what's going on, y'all? Susie Larry Hernandez here. I've been meaning to holla at you guys or talk to you guys for a few minutes. I don't know exactly how long this video will be, but I just been thinking about it and been wanting to share it with you all. My programming people that watch my YouTube videos, mostly for this video. Alright, I'm just going to get right to the point, y'all. It takes work. It takes work, determination, dedication. It takes sacrifice for what you're trying to accomplish. You have to do the work that it takes to be what you want to be. It's not going to come. It's not going to happen like that. It's not. Nothing in life happens like that, you know. You may receive like an inheritance or something from a an elder family member that passed or something like that, you know. But for something that you want to achieve, it doesn't happen like that. It takes time, persistence, determination, dedication, sacrifice. When I say sacrifice, when I was in college, I had to sacrifice a lot of my social time with friends and family to be in the practice room, working on my skills, developing my chops, and learning. That's what sacrifice is. And if you're in college and you're learning this stuff, you're learning computer science and programming or whatever, it's going to take nights where you're in the study room, in the library. You know, it's going to take the whole day. You're going to be in the library, you know, and then the next thing you know, you got to go to work. And your social life is pretty much obsolete because you're either working or you're focusing on school. And it's a sacrifice for a short period of time. You know, if you go to college for 4 years or whatever, you're sacrificing, you know, a lot of your social life to be able to get better at what you're trying to do for 4 years of your life. And then once you get a job, and then you can, you know, relax a little bit off you know, you don't go to school anymore. Now you're focusing on your career and on your job. But when it comes down to it, the basic level, it all comes down to you. How much are you willing to put into this? How much are you willing to sacrifice? You know, how much are you willing to say no to a lot of things in order to be able to continue to gain skill and knowledge? You know, how far are you willing to go? It all comes down to you. It's not going to happen like that. Nobody's going to give it to you. Nobody's going to give you a successful career. A successful career, a successful life comes down to what you put into it. Like anything else, what are you willing to put into it? I mean, I have a 4-year degree in music performance. I play the classical guitar. You can look at some of my classical guitar videos from when I first started this channel. I put in the work that it took to get to where I needed to be as a classical guitarist and a musician. I know music theory. And that didn't come easy. It came very hard. It came very difficult. I needed tutoring. That's another thing, too. If you need tutoring, you know, if you need somebody to help you out, don't be afraid to ask. You know, it's wise to seek counsel from those who have been there. That's one of the reasons why you're watching this channel. Like, you want to figure out how to solve these problems or you know, solve a problem or whatever. And that's wise on your part. So continue to ask for help, like, and ask for people that are knowledgeable about this stuff, you know. If there's somebody more knowledgeable than me, hey, I want to go and ask them, hey, how do I do this? Or can you show me how you did this? You know, and there's nothing wrong with that. That's part of the territory when it comes to getting better at what you do. It's a humbling process in a sense, because you don't know anything to begin with. And then you start gradually increasing in knowledge, increasing in skill. And then you become, you know, then eventually you can become a mentor to somebody else, you know, if that's what you so decide to do. So it all comes down to you. If you want to get tutoring, don't be afraid to ask. Ask somebody who's willing to help. You know, I'm pretty sure there's a guidance center in your school or whatever where you can get tutoring. You know, ask a professor. Go online. Go on YouTube. Whatever. There's tons of resources. But when it all comes down to it, I'm always going to come back to this in this video. It all comes down to you. What do you want to put into it? What do you want to gain from it? Who do you want to help along the way? That's important. Like, for me, and I think it could apply to other people, I don't know, but I'm specifically speaking for me, it could apply to you. I'm always like, I like to help people. Like, if I'm, like, say, I remember in college, I proctored piano for a part-time job. And I like to help people in learning how to play piano, you know, and it was a job too. It was cool because whenever I learned something, I wanted to teach it to somebody because I like the moment that they receive, like, oh, wow, I didn't know how to do that. And it gives me great joy and great pleasure to know that I helped somebody figure something out or to help them in their journey. You know, that's why I do these videos. So who are you willing to help out? What are you trying to achieve? And guys, don't cheat. Don't take the short way. Don't take the easy way out, because it's not going to help you in the long run. It's only going to hinder you. That's all it's going to do. If you cheat, you take the shortcut, it's going to hinder you from taking the necessary and proper steps to get to where you want to be. Get in that practice room. Get in the library with your books, with your computer, and work on this stuff. Read it. Learn it. All the stuff you need to know is in that textbook. You just got to take the time that it takes. You know, stop going out with your friends. You know, stop wasting your time. You got 4 years. If you're going for a 4-year degree, you got 4 years of your life. That's only 4 years. I mean, you live to be 50. 4 years out of that 50 was just sacrificed. Imagine just 4 years. That's all you got. It's all it takes. You put in those 4 years, you put in that hard work, you get out of school, you got the knowledge, you got the skill, you know, you have experience. You can show to these prospective employers, look, I did this, I did these projects, this is all the time. When you show them projects and stuff that you created and made, it shows employers the time that you took to put into that. And that's what they're looking for. They want to know, do you have the experience? Do you have the skill? Do you have the knowledge? Do you know what you're doing? The only way to know what you're doing is by practicing your craft, by learning, by asking for wisdom, by helping others. There's no other way out. There's no other way. This is the way. Choose to do this way, and believe me, it's going to be rewarding, not only for your successful career, but for yourself, like knowing, like, man, I work for this. And when you work for something and you earn it, you want to guard it. Like, man, I mean, you want to guard it in a sense, not to where you want to fight somebody, but more like you walk around with a little bit more respect for yourself. Like, man, I earned this. I did this. You know, I did this. You know, the work that it took. I remember those long hours that it took me to say no to my friends and going to the library instead. I know all the hours that it took, you know, so you have a little self-respect for yourself. When you go into an interview, you can be able to tell them, look, with confidence, say, I know this, I know that. These are the things that I've accomplished. Do you want to hire me or not? Because I could go down the road and look for another job somewhere else. Because believe me, if you got the skill, you can work anywhere. You can work anywhere. People will be asking you, hey, can you come work for us? Hey, we know that you do this. Can you come and work for us? The job's going to be there. I mean, and another thing too, like, I wouldn't look for a specific job, like, say, Apple. Apple's the all, the be end all. You know, like, don't make that your sole focus. It's okay. But don't make that a job with Apple or Microsoft or whatever your sole purpose. Make your knowledge of the things that you're learning your purpose. Because when you have skill, you can take it anywhere. You can take it to Microsoft, HP. You can take it anywhere. So the more you gain, the more knowledge, the more skill, the more wisdom, more experience, you're a hot commodity. People want to hire you. And it all starts from the basic level of you. What are you willing to sacrifice? What are you willing to do to get there? Don't cheat. Don't take the easy way out. Learn the stuff. Know it. Get experience. Get wisdom. Get skill. Continue reading books. That's how you do it. That's how you do it. That's how you get to where you want to be. Some people can get there by cheating, but nobody wants to hire an employee that doesn't know what he's doing. Trust me. Employers want to make money. That's the whole reason why there is business. That's how you make money. If somebody doesn't know what to do, they have a deadline within a month. You know, it takes you, you know, 3 months to try to figure it out because you didn't do the steps that it took before. The employer is losing money. They want somebody that can get the job done, get it out of the way, so that way they can continue to generate revenue. They can continue to generate money for their clients, for whoever. Starts at the basic level. You choose. What are you going to do? Don't take the short way out. Skill, knowledge, wisdom, dedication, determination, persistence, a lot of sacrifice, saying no to a lot of things so that you can continue to develop your skill. Thanks a lot, you guys, for watching. I hope this helps out. If you like this video, if you want to see more videos like these, encouraging videos or whatever, let me know. Leave it a comment below. But thanks a lot for watching, you guys. My hat's off to you. Much praise and respect for you guys watching my video, watching my videos and appreciating them. If you do appreciate them, leave me a comment. That helps out, or a message or whatever. Thanks a lot for watching, you guys. Have a good one. Bye.